the front lines of freedom, in the middle of forgotten America, in the heart of the greatest state in the Union, Michigan, this is the Steve Gruber Show, God Bless America, for Thursday, May 30th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, a New York City school has become the first in the nation to use facial recognition technology to protect the children. But at what point is it just too much? Will we ever be anonymous ever again? Two, could Michigan's blossoming wine industry be your calling for a new career? Experts say the expansion of wineries could be fertile ground for new opportunities that extend across some of the most beautiful real estate anywhere in the water wonderland. And number one, we could be in for an ugly couple of years. An ugly couple of years as we head toward the 2020 election. Democrats say Bob Mueller is pushing them to impeach Donald Trump. I say they're delusional. Republicans say it's not even close to what happened. Do you have an investigation fatigue yourself yet? Because it's coming. It's coming. As you know, Bob Mueller stepped out and broke his silence for the first time in a couple of years yesterday. And some of the headlines read like this. Mueller's statement fuels impeachment push on Capitol Hill. That comes from the Washington Times. Calls for Democrats to ramp up impeachment proceedings grew louder Wednesday after Special Counsel Bob Mueller said he couldn't clear President Trump of crimes. It's not his job. It's not his job. And I talked to Esquire Bob. Esquire Bob said, listen, there's nothing new here. Nothing new here at all. He also, as a Democrat, Esquire Bob is, he says you have to be careful because for Democrats, you do this. And what else are you doing for the American people? Are you talking about taxes? No. Border security? No. The USMCA, the trade deal with Canada and Mexico that replaces NAFTA, which has been done by the president, but is not being taken into consideration by the Democrats. Does that help you as a Democrat? No. And then you look at the field running for the Democratic nomination. Do you think it's going to be President Eric Swalwell? Do you think it's going to be President Elizabeth Warren? No. No. In fact, is there anybody in the field that really stands out? Joe Biden is almost like, well, I can settle for that. And that's exactly what it is. I can settle for that. It's not like, my God, I love Biden. Biden's my guy. It's not like that at all. Talk to Democrats around. It's like, yeah, he's all right. Yeah. He's better than the other ones. Yeah. Reminds me a lot of how Republicans felt about John McCain in 2008. He doesn't embarrass me, I guess. But it doesn't fuel the drive to go to the polls to vote. It doesn't drive people to want to get out and say, I like that guy. I'm going to go vote for him. I'm going to go vote for her. She's great. Not like that at all. And so anyway, Bob Mueller comes out yesterday. And he basically says, I didn't reach a conclusion on obstruction because, well, we couldn't indict a sitting president anyway. So even if we did reach that conclusion, it wouldn't really matter. So we didn't determine whether or not he had committed a crime. So you slime the guy, just like James Comey slimed Hillary. Whether you like it or not, it wasn't the proper thing to do. You don't go out and slime somebody and then say, yeah, well, we're not going to charge him. Because Bob Mueller, he slimed and said, well, we couldn't go to court anyway to have their day in court, basically. So if we can't charge him, you know, then we're not going to pursue. But by doing that, he slimed him. It's like James Comey and Bob Mueller were using the same playbook in a way on that front. You know, I can't exonerate the guy and I can't take him to court, so it wouldn't be fair to charge him. Well, could you charge him? Well, I'm not going to get into that. What do you mean you're not going to get into that? I'm going to go by my report. Wait a second. Either you're going to charge the guy or you could charge the. I mean, because what you should say is, listen, if we were able to indict this person, we believe we have the information to do so. And we're going to refer that to the DOJ for review. and leave it at that. And if you don't have it, which it appears you do not, then you don't say anything. Say, listen, we don't have it. You don't issue a 448-page report that goes into the absolute smallest detail and minutia. Esquire Bob's read the whole thing. That's the kind of life he has. Isn't that right, Bob? At any rate, go to page. You don't have to go that deep, Bob. Go to page 4, and it reads, the investigation did not identify evidence that any U.S. persons conspired or coordinated with the IRA, that being the Russians, did not identify evidence. Because one of the things that Mueller said yesterday was, there was not sufficient evidence. And then he repeatedly said, listen, my 448-page report, that is my testimony. I do not expect to testify again. Steny Hoyer, however, says that he should be subpoenaed and brought. He said that after the comments yesterday. He said he should be subpoenaed and brought in front of Congress. But Mueller said he did not have sufficient evidence. That's not what his report says. And he said several times, consider the report my testimony. Well, here's his testimony. The investigation did not identify evidence. It doesn't say did not identify enough evidence or proper evidence or certain evidence. It said it did not identify evidence. It did not identify evidence that any U.S. persons conspired or coordinated with the IRA being the Russian operation. That's on page 4. On page 14, the Mueller report reads as follows. The IRA and its employees began operations targeting the United States as early as 2014. Put that in your mind for a moment. 2014 is when this all began in earnest this time around. It's been going on since the beginning of the Cold War, at the end of World War II, but it's been going on since 2014 in this round. And yet the previous administration apparently did nothing about it, didn't take it particularly seriously because they knew it was kind of an ongoing effort. And their candidate was going to win anyway. Right, Hillary Clinton was going to win anyway, so why worry about it? But on page 14, after setting the stage, Bob Mueller testifies this way. The investigation did not identify evidence that any U.S. persons knowingly or intentionally coordinated with the Russians. It says with the IRA's interference operation, but that is the Russians. The investigation did not identify evidence that any U.S. person knowingly or intentionally coordinated with the Russians. Not that there wasn't sufficient evidence. Not that there wasn't ample evidence. Not that there wasn't specific evidence or the kind of evidence we want. There was no evidence. Did not identify evidence. That is the operative phrase. That is the operative phrase. Phrase, did not identify evidence on page 4 in referring to U.S. persons involved with Russia, and on page 14 involved with Russia's operations to influence the American elections. Did not identify evidence. End of story. The end. It's Thursday. This is the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE, know your own power.
For more than 65 years, Enbridge has been safely delivering the North American energy you rely on to fuel your vehicle, heat your home, and power commerce and manufacturing. We're proud to be a part of communities across Michigan and contribute millions in local property taxes each year, which helps support schools, emergency responders, and local government needs. At Enbridge, we're helping to fuel your quality of life. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Michigan. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Wyckoff Wellness welcomes back Dr. Chi for individual fingernail and tongue analysis June 10th through 15th. Fingernail and tongue changes may indicate problems with digestion, heart disease, blood sugar problems, and more. Call Wyckoff Wellness at 517-333-7270 to schedule your individual evaluation with Dr. Chi for only $40. Appointments are limited. Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing is also hosting a free seminar with Dr. Chi Tuesday, June 11th at 6 p.m. Call 517-333-7270 to schedule today or go to wyckoffwellness.com.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.